Hey, I'm at Hobnob's Cafe in downtown Phoenix. It's one of my favorite spots, and anybody who knows me knows this is like my second office. I am a mayor here when I check in. But the interesting thing today, I went to go check in, and the name was renamed to something childish and crassy. And I went to go rename it back to its proper venue name, and it hasn't been approved yet. I don't know how long that takes to get approved, but someone came in and checked in and kind of thought it would be funny to rename it. It led me to start thinking about, reputation management when it comes into location-based services. I mean, seriously, I didn't even think about this. What if you renamed it to a competitor or renamed it to something that would just hurt your brand ID ridiculously? I mean, obviously, those that have checked in will get notice, but I'm a mayor here, and I didn't even notice for a few days. This was up like this for a while, so it looks like, whoever had their fun had it for, a day or two. But it's just something to be mindful of. I told the owners here, and they gave me a free, cup of iced tea, which I appreciate that. So also a thing to note is, thanking those that care about your brand, your loyal customers that take an interest in making sure you are who you are, and they remarket and, keep your brand identity clean and polished on the web. Give them little thank yous like this, just great, handshake, and here's a free iced tea. It goes a long way, hence I'm making this audio boo. But anyways, a little two tidbits for lunch today, and I figured I'd just check out the new audio boo while doing this. So killing two birds with one stone. Later.